There's been a great deal of coverage on how long it took for FEMA to respond to the crisis in the city of New Orleans. In some areas of storm-struck Mississippi, residents are still waiting to get federal assistance. 2 weeks ago, we spoke with Carl Scott, the mayor of Pettle, Mississippi, which is just north of Hattiesburg, and he joins us now again by phone from Pettle City Hall. Nice to have you back on the program.
Thanks, sir.
Last time we spoke, you had not had the chance to meet with anybody from FEMA. Has that changed?
We have had one individual come in from FEMA.
And what did they offer? What got done?
Well, he wanted us to set up some kind of claims center for them,
mm-hmm.
where he asked me to provide him with 20 computers, telephone access, internet access, and a place to do business, which would have been just physically impossible for the city of Pettle to do. We, you know, his city hall only owns 5 computers in totality, so we couldn't meet that request whatsoever.
Let me get this straight. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, you're in a state of emergency. You've got a lot of problems, and they came in and asked you for computers and office space and telephones?
Correct.
Isn't it supposed to work the other way?
Well, that's what I would have thought, but apparently that's not what he thought.
All right. Since you couldn't provide him with that sort of stuff, did he just go away?
Yes, I haven't heard from him since. And I do know that we have one of their mobile units set up over in the city of Hattiesburg, which, you know, is in close proximity to the city of Pettle. So I guess that's what we'll be using for right now.
Mm-hmm. Last time we spoke, you talked about how residents in your part of Mississippi who tried to contact FEMA and other federal agencies had an enormous amount of difficulty getting a response. I wonder, have you been in touch with mayors, local officials around Mississippi? Do you know how they're coping?
Oh, we're all in the same boat. We still can't really fill out one online because, you know, the site's receiving so many hits, it crashes. I really don't know how they're handling the local claims. I think that they had a couple agents going out here and starting to visit our folks, you know, person to person, starting with the ones that we know that lost everything that they had. And I know that they're starting to work on that that system as we speak.
Mm-hmm. And are those who lost everything they had, they're living in shelters?
No, most of them we have either taken in to family members, or they've. It's pretty, you know, when you live in a community like ours,
mm-hmm.
everybody has family here, and they just kind of move along to those. We take care of our own.
I understand you've had power back for some time. Telephones up, everything?
Telephones are still lagging behind. We still don't have real good internet access. You know, our communications capabilities are still hampered. But the Bell South's out there working on it, so, you know, I'm thinking probably within the next week or so we should be back to fully functional capabilities.
And in the immediate aftermath of the crisis, a lot of places, even inland like you, where we're talking about their inability to get gasoline, power, that sort of thing, has that been resolved?
Yes, everything's been resolved, and, you know, we really have to thank the private sector for that. We had a company out of McPherson, Kansas, that brought our gasoline and diesel supplies. And just can't thank those people enough. You know, when everything else was in such a crisis, they made that journey. I think 17 straight hours those boys drove to get that gas here to us.
Businesses, have they reopened? The grocery store getting its trucks in and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, our main business district is back functional. Supplies are slow coming in. You know, like our Super Walmart is still pretty much, the shelves are pretty barren in there. But, you know, I know that they're making an effort to resupply as we speak. And I think that that'll, you know, that situation will start rectifying itself in the next week or so also.
As you look down the road, though, next couple of months down the road, what are you going to need, and do you think you're going to get it?
Well, I think that most everything we needed came from the private sector, to tell you the truth. Our food and water supplies came from Waco, Texas, Phoenix, Arizona, and Nashville, Tennessee. Like I mentioned, our gasoline and diesel came from McPherson, Kansas. Electrical power workers came from Canada, Pennsylvania, and Ohio. And then, you know, our sister governments have really pitched in, too, with support. You know, we got the state troopers from Indiana, support from Boonesville, Mississippi, and Williamsburg, Ohio. And that list just goes on and on. And, you know, I'd have to apologize if I miss mentioning anybody's name, but our needs were really handled by, you know, our sister governments and the private sector.
I understand kids went back to school in Pettle today.
Kids went back to school today. It was a great thing.
So things are really getting back to normal.
We're going to get back to normal one way or the other, and I would imagine probably within a couple of weeks, Katrina will be a bad memory. We'll still have a lot of debris cleanup and things like that going on, but as far as, you know, trying to get our lives back to normal, I think, you know, we'll have responded well.
And by the time that's all set, maybe you'll get a FEMA official.
Maybe we'll get a FEMA official.
Carl Scott.
We can always hope.
Carl Scott, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you, sir.
And good luck to you.
All right, bye-bye.
Carl Scott is the mayor of Petal, Mississippi, and he joined us by phone from City Hall there. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.